Our text for this evening forms part of verse 15. Joshua 24 and verse 15. And here is Joshua challenging Israel. And he says, "And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." And that's our text for this evening. "But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." That's our subject for this evening. It's decision time. Deciding. And addressing the leaders of the tribes of Israel, Joshua called upon them to give their time and their lives to serving the Lord Jehovah. After reminding them of all that the Lord had done for them, Joshua believed that in return, that they would at least feel obliged to serve him. And calls upon them to decide what they were going to do. Some of them were holding on to the idols and the images, some which had been handed down through their generation, and others, they had claimed some of the images of the Amorites, some of the Canaanite gods. And that is why Joshua said in that verse 15, "For if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord," if you want to hold on to your gods, then you must regard it as an evil thing to serve the Lord. And then he says, "Choose you this day whom ye will serve." You need to choose one or the other, the idols or Jehovah. Others had embraced the false gods of the Canaanites. And here the Joshua calls upon them in verse 23, "Put away the strange gods which are among you and incline your heart unto the Lord God of Israel." So Joshua made it very clear that they could not serve two masters, just as the Lord himself taught his hearers. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. No man can serve two masters. So Joshua urges Israel's leaders to make a choice, to decide who they would serve, the Lord God of heaven or their idols. Similar indeed in many ways to the challenge that Elijah issued to Israel in his day. Let's read in 1 Kings 17 and verse 21. The Lord called upon, Joshua called upon Israel to choose. Chapter 18, 1 Kings 18. And verse 21, "And Elijah came unto all the people and said, How long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word." Not a word. See, the choice was the same. They were halting between two opinions. As Joshua said to Israel, if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, then choose today who it's going to be. choose ye this day whom ye will serve. And then before Israel could answer, Joshua then said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Whatever you're doing, as for me, this is what I'm doing. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Here is Joshua's decision. He was deciding for the Lord Jehovah. And of course, every time we hear the word of the Lord, we have a decision to make. We will decide whether or not we're going to obey the word that we've heard, or we're going to reject it or ignore it. We have that decision to make. And in our answer, we will either be deciding for the Lord or deciding against him. That's what we do when we have the word of the Lord presented to us. We will accept it as the word of God. A word we need to hear, a word we need to apply to our own hearts and to our lives. We can say, I'm not going to obey that. I'm just going to ignore it. Remember what Joshua then said, if it seem evil unto you, to serve the Lord. And Joshua says, you need to choose this day whom you will serve. You need to make up your mind. But as far as Joshua was concerned, he had made up his mind. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Here you have, first of all, Joshua's declaration. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. That's his declaration. While challenging Israel's leaders about serving the Lord, Joshua made it very clear on which side he was on. For after challenging Israel with the words, choose ye this day whom ye will serve, Joshua told everyone, I'm serving the Lord. And there you see it was a public declaration. It wasn't made in secret. This was a public declaration before all Israel. And he says to all Israel, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Always refreshing to meet someone who doesn't mind, who knows where they stand with the Lord. It's refreshing to meet someone who makes it clear where they do stand. I'm serving the Lord. I'm on the Lord's side. There are those like Joseph of Arimathea who are secret disciples. What was said about Joseph of Arimathea? Joseph of Arimathea being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly, fear of the Jews, John 19, verse 38. For fear of the Jews, my, isn't the fear of man, doesn't it bring a snare? And it had snared Joseph of Arimathea. He was a disciple of the Lord Jesus, but secretly. He kept it to himself. The word secretly there, as you might imagine, means to hide or to conceal. And really what Joseph of Arimathea was doing, he was hiding the Lord in his life. He didn't want people to know that he was a disciple of the Lord. He was hiding the Lord. He was concealing the Lord in his life. We look at Joshua. There was nothing hidden about his declaration. There was nothing hidden about his loyalty. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And while Joseph of Arimathea had kept it all to himself, didn't want anybody to know that he was the Lord's disciple. As far as Joshua was concerned, he wanted everybody to know because it was a public declaration. Let us be as bold and as brave as Joshua. And let us say with the hymn writer, I'm not ashamed to own my Lord. I'm not ashamed to own my Lord or to defend his cause. Maintain the honor of his word, the glory of his cross. Remember what the Lord Jesus said about this very matter. For the Lord said in Matthew 10 and verse 32, whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. But he doesn't finish there. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. Let us not be ashamed of the Lord. How can we be ashamed of the Lord when he is not ashamed of us? So there you have Joshua's public declaration. We also have Joshua's personal declaration. Consider again, Joshua said to Israel's leaders, if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve. Joshua was saying to Israel's leaders, if you were reluctant to serve the Lord, refuse to serve the Lord, well, I and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. This was Joshua's own personal decision. In other words, if all Israel decided that they were not going to serve the Lord, Joshua was not going to be persuaded by their decision. He made up his own mind. He made his own decision, and he said, as for me, whatever you men want to do, on whatever side you want to stand, that's up to you. You have to make the decision. But Joshua said, this is my decision. I'm standing with the Lord, because as for me and my house, I will serve the Lord. Minds us somewhat of Martin Luther's words. Martin Luther said, here I stand. I can do none else. In other words, whatever others might decide to do, this was Joshua's personal decision. As for me and my house, we serve the Lord. Think of Joshua's friend Caleb and how they were the two faithful spies who returned bringing out the land they came. End of the 12 spies said, we can't go up. There's giants in the land. We can go. Well, Caleb made a decision. He certainly wasn't going to be persuaded by what the others said. But rather, Caleb made up his own mind. He made his own decision. And he said in Joshua 14, verse 7, I brought him word again as it was in mine heart. As it was in my heart. Caleb stood for the Lord because Caleb had told the other spies and told Israel, if the Lord be for us, we can take the land. We can overthrow the giants. Not that he doubted, the Lord's presence with him. He knew the Lord would be with him. And so Caleb was saying, I'm on the side of the Lord. Whatever you men think, whatever you men have said. We read that he brought a good word, an honest word, an honest report, as it was in his heart. Like Daniel. Daniel is another example of a man who, by God's grace, took a personal decision to stand up for the Lord. When he was offered the king's meat in Babylon, others took that meat. But Daniel made a personal decision. Daniel 1 verse 8, but Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat. It was a decision of his heart. Isn't that what we want? Isn't that what we want to be? We want to be men and women of conviction. That we don't go with the crowd. We don't base our decision on what others are doing or what others may think. We want to be like Joshua. We want to be like Caleb. We want to be like Daniel. Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's meat. Caleb made his decision according to what was on his heart. And Joshua made his decision. Whatever others were going to do, he said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So Joshua's personal or public declaration is declaration. It was also Joshua's parental declaration. It's not what he said. As for me and my house, talking about his house, his family. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Joshua made it known that he and his whole house would be serving the Lord. Joshua, being the head of the house, he took the lead, he took the responsibility, and was the example. Follow. Rather like Abraham. When God was going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, God said, shall I withhold this from my servant Abraham? And God revealed to Abraham what he was going to do to Sodom and Gomorrah. He revealed it to Abraham. And we're given the reason why he told Abraham. The Lord said regarding Abraham, I know him. God said, I know him. I know Abraham. He commanded his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord. But mark the words. He commanded his children and his household after him. In other words, Abraham took the lead. And his house came after him. Abraham was the example. And his family came after him. He led the way. And those of his household followed Abraham's example. He said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. As for me, he takes the lead, and my house, we will serve the Lord. And regarding Abraham, You think of Abraham and Lot. Two very different men. Lot was Abraham's nephew. Abraham, wherever he went, would build an altar unto the Lord. And you look at Lot, and not once do we find Lot building an altar to the Lord. And we know what happened whenever Abraham's herdsmen and Lot's herdsmen fell out. A decision was made that the two men would separate. And Abraham left it up to Lot to choose where he would go. And we all know what happened, that Lot ended up living in the gate of Sodom. But then when God came to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, he sent his servants to tell Lot out of Sodom, because God was going to destroy it. In verse 12 of Genesis 19, and the man said unto Lot, hast thou here any besides son-in-law, thy sons and thy daughters, and whatsoever thou hast in the city, bring them out of this place. Go and speak to your household. Go and speak to your family. For we will destroy this place, because the cry of them is waxen great before the Lord, and the Lord has sent us to destroy it. And what happened when he went to tell his family? We are told in verse 14, and Lot went out and spake unto his sons-in-law, which married his daughters, and said, up, get you out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city. But he seemed as one that mocked unto his sons-in-law. Do you know what was wrong? Lot didn't have a testimony at home. He hadn't spoken to them about the Lord before. And now he comes and tells them about the wrath that God's coming upon the cities of the plain. And when he went to tell them, you need to get out of this place because God is going to destroy it. Because he didn't have a testimony. He lived in the gate of Sodom. That was the worst place for him to be. The worst place. For Lot to be, and yet there he was in the gate of Sodom. Lot would have been better to have said, when he said, Abraham, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. But he didn't do that. Joshua made the right decision, but Lot made the wrong decision, and it cost him dearly. See, of Joshua's declaration, then these words speak to us of Joshua's dedication. The words spoken by Joshua were the words of a man dedicated to the Lord. This we see, first of all, in his purpose. His purpose. What was his purpose? We're going to serve the Lord. Now notice, in addressing Israel's leaders regarding serving the Lord, Joshua told them what would be expected of them. We noted that last Sabbath evening there in verse 14. Now therefore, fear the Lord, serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. There was the standard of service. They were to serve the Lord in sincerity and in truth, and they were to serve the Lord by separating from other gods. They were to be sold out to the Lord. That was the standard. Having delivered that standard to the children of Israel, that's when Joshua said, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." In other words, Joshua was saying, "I'm going to live by this standard. I'm going to serve the Lord, and I'm going to serve the Lord in sincerity and in truth. There's not going to be any idols in my house. I'm going to live by this standard." Joshua laid it out before the people, what was required of them with regard to serving the Lord. Serving the Lord in sincerity and in truth. In other words, when it comes to serving the Lord, there's no place for lip service. We're to serve the Lord in sincerity and in truth. That's when Joshua said, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." This was the standard that Joshua was going to serve the Lord by. That was his purpose. That was the purpose of Joshua's heart. Go back to there in Deuteronomy. In chapter 10. And there we read in verse 12. "And now, Israel, what doth the Lord thy God to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy mind, and the Lord and his statutes which I command thee this day for thy good." Mark the words. What doth the Lord thy God require of thee? Does he require that we fear the Lord our God, that we walk in all his ways, that we love him and serve him with all of our heart and all of our soul? That's the standard. In fact, that word "require," what doth the Lord require of thee? That word "require" may be rendered, put it in. What doth the Lord command? Here is a service the Lord demands of us. And Paul was asked to fulfill the demand of the Lord. For we challenge Saul, of course, as the Lord Paul said, Paul was able to say, Christ. That's how he served the Lord. He lived for Christ. For to me, to live is Christ. In other words, his whole life was wrapped up in Jesus Christ. He fulfilled the demands of the Lord. The Lord demanded me to serve the Lord. Joshua demonstrated his dedication. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. He was going to live by the standard he had set out for Israel. You have his purpose. You have his plan. Here we have Joshua speaking about serving the Lord in light of what we read in verse 29. And it came to pass after these things, after he had addressed Israel, after he had said, as for me and my house, serve the Lord. And it came to pass after these things that Joshua the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died, being 110 years old. I thought that was quite marvelous. He was 110. And yet, when he's 110, he says, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Here was a man, 110, and he was still talking about serving the Lord. And he wanted to serve the Lord, and he had a desire to serve the Lord. He was a man, he was 110. And we might gather then in his 110th year. It says, as for me and my heart, we will serve the Lord. That was his plan. To continue serving the Lord. Now, setting aside ill health and all that, we should not allow whatever you regard as old age, we should not allow that to keep us from serving the Lord. Because we read over the Acts of the Apostles in 21, in Acts 21, and there we read in verse 15, Acts 21, verse 15. And after those days, we took up our carriages and went up to Jerusalem. That's Paul speaking. There went with us also certain of the disciples of Caesarea and brought with them one Mnason of Cyprus, an old disciple with whom we should lodge. He's described as an old disciple. People would maybe rather be described as well being a little mature. But the Word of God just sets it out, he's an old disciple. And he's going with Paul on his last journey to Jerusalem. What was Paul? He was a missionary. And here we have an old disciple. And he's going with Paul up to Jerusalem. And we're told, Mnason of Cyprus, an old disciple with whom we should lodge. See what he's doing? He's still serving the Lord. He's still serving the Lord. He's described as old. But notice, he's described as an old disciple. He's still a disciple. He's still following Christ. Still serving the Lord. So it ought to be with us. If the Lord is pleased to grant us good health and keep us strong in body and mind, let us say with Joshua, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We'll still serve him. We'll still serve him. We'll keep serving him. So the Lord takes us home. That's what it is. All about serving the Lord. Notice not only his purpose and his plan, we also have here the person. What did Joshua say? As for me and my house, we will serve who? The Lord. Notice it's not the Lord and somebody or something else. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. The Lord Jehovah. As he had reminded the leaders of Israel of all that the Lord had done for them. And indeed they rehearsed those things after Joshua had spoken to them, because in verse 16, and the people answered and said, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For the Lord our God, he it is that brought us up and our fathers out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Go on to speak about how the Lord looked after them. And they said, God forbid that we would serve idols. In light of all that the Lord has. And here's Joshua. And he's mindful of all this because he was the one who rehearsed all this in the ears of Israel. In Joshua 21, there we read in verse 45, there will not aught of any good thing which the Lord has spoken unto the house of Israel, all came to pass. In chapter 23, and there in verse 14. And behold, this day I am going the way of all the earth, and ye know in all your hearts and in all your souls that not one thing hath failed of all the good things which the Lord your God spake concerning you. All are come to pass unto you, and not one thing hath failed thereof. I have no doubt Joshua had this upon his mind when he said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We will serve the Lord. The Lord has been so good to us. Joshua might say personally, the Lord has been. My 110th year, still want to serve the Lord. Dear Christian, let us get a hold of words and get a hold of what Joshua was prepared to do and wanted to do. He was an old disciple like Manasseh. Still serving. When we think of what the Lord has done for us, just as Joshua rehearsed in the ears of Israel all the Lord had done for them, and then he called upon them to serve the Lord. But they not obliged like what he had done. Are we not obliged to serve the Lord in light of what he has done for us? Then loves the Lord. The Lord for the Lord. Let us serve him with nothing less. Because we join Joshua. And join Joshua with all the other glorified saints. Will we not be filled with regret? I believe we will. Filled with regret that we didn't give the Lord more of our time, more of our talents. Grace, Reese, Adkins, wrote the following words: "By and by, when I look on his face, his thorn-shadowed face, by and by, when I look on his face, I wish I had given him more. More, so much more, more of my life than I e'er gave before. By and by, when I look on his face, I'll wish I had given him more." I believe that. So you have his purpose, as seen in his dedication, his plan. Also his persuasion. We see what effect Joshua's words had upon the children of Israel. Look at verse 18. "And the Lord drave out from before us all the people," that's the people speaking, Israel speaking, "even the Amorites which dwelt in the land. Therefore will we also serve the Lord, for he is our God." Verse 21, "And the people said unto Joshua, Nay, but we will serve the Lord." Verse 24, "And the people said unto Joshua, The Lord our God will we serve, and his voice will we obey." They said that after Joshua had said, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." You look at verse 18, and there's a very important word there. It's one word of four letters. In verse 18, "And the Lord drave out from before us all the people, even the Amorites which dwelt in the land." And then they said, "Therefore we will also," that's the word, "serve the Lord, for he is our God." That heard what Joshua said. Joshua said, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." And they said, "We will also. Joshua, we will follow your example." In other words, Joshua's declaration, Joshua's dedication, persuaded the men of Israel to do the same thing. "Therefore, we will also serve the Lord." For us, we have our Joshua, the Lord Jesus Christ. Children of Israel looked at their Joshua, and they saw a man who had served the Lord from the day he succeeded Moses. And even now, in his 110th year, he's saying, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." They were following Joshua's example. What about our Joshua? The Lord Jesus Christ. Words, the same as the same. Would we not follow his example? What was his example? What was his testimony? "I must work the works of him that sent me. While it is day, the night cometh when no man can work." You think of it as possible what was in Joshua's mind when he said, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord, because the night is coming. And I'll no longer be able to serve him on this scene of time." The Lord also said, Meet the will of him sent me. and to finish his work. He said, I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. Some testimony. Christ is our Joshua. Are we ready to follow his example? Are we ready to say, therefore will we also serve the Lord, for he is our God, he is my Savior. In the last place, after Joshua's declaration, Joshua's dedication, we come to Joshua's death. And it came to pass after these things that Joshua the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died, being 110 years old. The great man, as I run his race, here we are, first of all, sure, with the children of Israel for many years. It was time for the Lord to remove his servant, him to glory, eternal abode, to receive him. Eternal reward. In Job chapter 14, verse 5, speaking of man, Job said, seeing his days are determined, and the number of his months are thee, thou hast appointed his bounds. His days are determined. Man's days are determined. God had determined the number of days that Joshua would live. He had determined the number of years. And we are told that Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died, being 110 years old. But my, how Joshua had filled those years with service for the Lord. It's a sobering thought. The Lord has determined the number of months in your life and mine. The number of months are with the Lord. He has appointed our bounds that we cannot pass. If God says we're to live an X number of years, months, days, hours, minutes, seconds, we'll not go beyond that. And we ask ourselves then, what have I done for the Lord? Can we all say, I am now ready. The time of my departure is at hand. I have finished my course. And may we finish it well. As someone said, it's not how a man begins that matters, it's how he finishes. You've seen those races round and round, and someone may start off running at the back, But then that runner makes his way up through the rest. And when you see the finish line in sight, he makes his way to the front and pushes out his chest and crosses the line first. Wasn't how it started that mattered. He finished. And he won the prize. Maybe finish well. Joshua's removal. How is Joshua remembered? And it came to pass after these things that Joshua, the son of Nun, how he's remembered. He's remembered as the servant of the Lord. Not too many in the scriptures are called and given servant of the Lord. That's how Joshua was remembered, as the servant of the Lord. May we be remembered that way too. Moses was the servant of the Lord. And when the Lord took Moses, he blessed. The Lord took Joshua home. May we be missed. When the Lord takes us home, and may we be remembered this way. As the servant of the Lord, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord until the Lord takes us home. Heads in prayer. O Lord, our God and loving Father, we pray thou would write this word upon our hearts. We ask thee, Lord, that thou would use it, Lord, to help us, yea, to stir us up, Lord, to serve thee more and more each day, to give ourselves to thee, that we'll be able to say, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And may we be remembered in that way. Joshua, the servant of the Lord, died. And the trumpet sounded on the other side. And like Paul, he received that crown of righteousness given to him, and not be given unto all them that love his appearing. So, Lord, be with us now as we leave the house of God. May we do so rejoicing in Christ. Keep thy good hand upon us and watch over us. Be with us, Lord, throughout this week. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit abide and remain with us now and forevermore. Amen.